This is KCUR 89.3. Sporting Kansas City faces a win-or-go-home situation tonight in the MLS playoffs at Houston. It's the seventh straight year that Sporting has made the postseason. To develop its own players, the team is spending millions of dollars through its academy. But as KCUR's Greg Eklund reports, Sporting's investment hasn't always paid off as planned.
All right, we're here for another exciting announcement for our club yesterday.
Last month, Sporting Kansas City held an organized media ballyhoo to promote the signing of one of its academy players.
Open up the floor for questions.
Newcomer 17-year-old Jalen Lindsay says he watched Sporting players with local ties like Matt Beasler of Overland Park and Lee Summit's Eric Palmer Brown. Palmer Brown became a soccer pro at 16 through the academy. Beasler was already attending Notre Dame when Sporting's academy was established a decade ago. Lindsay says they inspired him.
Imagining yourself playing in their shoes one day on the field, it's awesome.
The earliest stage is what Academy Director John Perry calls Sporting's Center of Excellence, where 7-, 8-, and 9-year-olds are stepping on the soccer fields at Swope Park Village.
In the United States, a lot of parents are still really into having their kids play multiple sports, and we encourage that. But you know, if they want to specialize in soccer, they've got to start focusing on that.
Alessandro Capini, for example, is 10 and has been in Sporting's Center of Excellence. But Capini's parents plan to move from Kansas City to Italy next year and enroll their son into a soccer school there. Perry says in Kansas City, the Academy's ultimate goal is to develop players for Sporting Kansas City.
Have them migrate through our Academy and move into the Swope Park Rangers and then hopefully into the first team.
Which means playing on this field at Children's Mercy Park. Those players are being seen more often there.
This is amazing. This is my first title. I'm super happy that we could do it.
Daniel Chaloui, a forward who's 21, is one of six Academy players signed by Sporting in the last year. He scored a goal against the New York Red Bulls to help Sporting win the U.S. Open Cup. Just because players train at Sporting KC's Academy doesn't mean they have deep roots in the area. Lindsay came from North Carolina, and Chaloui is a native of Hungary. In July against Philadelphia, Eric Palmer Brown, now 20, made his first start for Sporting in more than a year.
It was awesome. Playing in front of those fans is unbelievable. It's an amazing environment, and it's really fun to be out there.
Of the Academy signings who actually grew up in this area, Eric Palmer Brown is the most notable. At 17, he was the youngest starting defender in MLS history. But when the Sporting season ends, he'll join Manchester City in January for 4 years at an undisclosed amount of money. Whatever the amount of millions Man City will pay him, Vermees says it's out of Sporting's range.
They can buy anybody in the world. We can't compete with them in regards to the kind of financial investments that they make in players. We're just not in that world.
Palmer Brown, better known as EPB, has played sparingly for Sporting. The player ahead of him in the center back position is Beasler, a World Cup player in 2014. Beasler says EPB will benefit from the move.
He gets a chance to go play in Europe, which is something that he's always wanted to do. And then we retain his rights. So if he ever wants to come back to Major League Soccer, which I know he's mentioned in the past, coming back and playing for Kansas City again, we'll have his rights and we'll be able to do that.
But Sporting won't receive a cent from Man City, which brings up a question. How does Sporting benefit from its investment? Vermees says he knows they won't keep everybody.
That's also a feather in our cap in that we've also developed a player that Man City is interested in.
If other players in the U.S. develop to that caliber, UMKC men's soccer coach Rick Benben says the English Premier League will come after them too. Benben is also a scout for U.S. soccer, which suffered a major setback by missing out on next year's World Cup. In the U.S., Benben says the pickings for world-class players are slim.
That culture still looks us up at us, both coaching and playing, as novices, right? I think the similar comparison would be to basketball, right? So when we see wherever the basketball player comes from, Europe, Africa, wherever, well, yeah, they're good, but You know, they're not as good as the American guys.
Right? The top American phenom is 19-year-old Christian Pulisic of Hershey, Pennsylvania. He bypassed an MLS academy in the U.S. to sign at 16 with Borussia Dortmund in Germany. Now there's talk that he may be bought by the world's richest teams in Europe for around $100 million. Peter Vermees is right. Sporting Kansas City isn't in that world. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.